Well, let's get right to it. We have Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is on the line with us. How are you doing? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Madam President. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's a little noisy on the bus going back to the hotel, but it's been a great evening, and I thought Hillary Clinton gave a great speech.
There was so much talk all day. You know, she's not a great, you know, speaker. People were wondering whether or not she's going to wear a pantsuit. I'm guessing being inside of all that, you're just anticipating what message are we going to get out there? But in particular, what a historic night. How did that feel being in that convention center?
I was pretty amazing. You know, I had the good fortune to be at the convention since 2008 to 2012. And there was the same kind of electricity, I think, in the arena. It was historic.
Oh, we did. That bus drove off. Hopefully, there are a lot of people communicating by cell phone. I know that some of the people she's traveling with have been trying to load pictures, and they said that they can't because so much bandwidth is being used. And Rob Martier, when I was up in the newsroom, I was saying that it's a historic night. I like being corny.
Historic, yes.
Herstoric.
You can do that.
I can do that.
Can do that.
Yeah, when there are no ceilings, the sky is the limit. And I thought that was there were some great lines. There were some moments that, let's try again. President, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Did someone take your phone from you? Is that how crowded it is on that bus? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Sorry, my phone connection seems to be a little dicey here.
Well, we can hear you now. We'll see how long we can go, and we so appreciate your time, by the way. When Hillary started speaking, what was going through your mind as a politician, as a woman, as a Democrat?
Well, I thought it was a great day. You know, I listened to Michael Bloomberg yesterday, who, of course, is not a Democrat, talk about the fact that Hillary was the only sane and competent person in the race, and I truly concur. I mean, she came across tonight as a very sensible, reasonable, calm person. The kind of person that trusted leadership of the Democratic Party in the country. And I think she was very well received in the arena, and I hope she was well received by the folks at home.
And when you mentioned that being the same person in the race, I thought she had a great line when she said, when you can bait a man with a tweet, you cannot trust him with a nuclear weapon. What are your thoughts on that line?
Well, I think there was a lot of laughter. I mean, if you look at the kinds of things that Donald Trump has said in his tweet, I mean, it makes you wonder about whether or not he's really got it all together. I mean, he's explosive, he's unpredictable, he's volatile, he's demeaning and denigrating. I mean, he doesn't come across as the kind of person that you want, to be the leader of your country.
I have to say, I thought it was a remarkable speech. I know that for women, you know, that line, I just said it before you came back, that when there are no ceilings, the sky is the limit. I think there was a lot of that energy of the kind of the importance of the moment of that entire speech. How long have you been anticipating a woman getting the nomination to run for president?
Well, I'm 69 years old, and I've often said that I never thought that I'd live to see an African-American as president of the United States or a woman as president of the United States. And now, God willing, I'll see both.
Because I was with my mom, and my mom and I were crying a little bit because it didn't occur to me how important that would be. And there had to have been a lot of misty eyes in that arena.
I think that I think many people were moved in a way that they didn't really anticipate. It was surely an exhilarating night for me. She delivered her speech well. She was very thoughtful. I think she made a great impression.
I think so, too. And by the way, it was great seeing you next to President Clinton earlier in the week. What was that like?
Well, you know, that whole thing was kind of accidental, and I ended up sitting next to him during Michelle Obama's speech, which, you know, clearly moved him. He was impressed that the First Lady was so kind to Secretary Clinton and that she went out of her way to praise her and also to kind of call the Bernie Sanders people to account and talk about the way that Hillary Clinton responded to her loss in 2008. You know, she didn't sulk. She didn't move to the sidelines. She got back in and worked hard for Barack from the convention to November. And then she accepted his offer to be Secretary of State. So I thought he was moved by both her praise for Hillary Clinton and her willingness to kind of say to the Bernie Sanders people, this is what you need to do, and you need to follow Hillary Clinton's good example. And then, of course, in a way, without ever mentioning Donald Trump, she kind of skewered him, which was nice too.
Right. Did you get the sense that the Bernie supporters that the way she wanted to fold that in and had some comments and statements and wanting to embrace his supporters, do you think that went any way to heal some wounds?
Well, you know, we work closely with the Bernie Sanders delegates in Illinois and pretty much had everybody on board for Hillary, one or two exceptions. There were a couple of states, California and Washington State, where there seemed to be a contingent that wasn't ready to accept that this is the way the process has played out. And, you can either join the team or you can, you know, be at the margins in a race where the choice is between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And, I think the overwhelming majority of Sanders realize that Hillary Clinton is the best choice in November.
Well, and we talked a little bit about this earlier. I know on Justin Kaufman's show, the idea that the DNC showed, that there may be, that there was a conspiracy in the emails to favor Hillary Clinton. How are the conversations in regards to that at the convention this week?
Well, I think that Donna Brazile, who's taking over from Congresswoman Schwartz, is going to be a great leader of the party. She's apologized for not just the leak and what they showed, but the involvement of the DNC in the presidential election. And I think we'll all just move forward from here. I think it's a regrettable incident, but we're moving on, and the person who was in charge at the time has stepped aside.
Well, it's been an amazing weekend, and the amazing 2 weeks, really, listening to both sides. How would you, for people who perhaps didn't listen to the speech, because a lot of people tune out, they just figure, I'll do what's important and I'll figure it out later. Well, how would you compare this week to the RNC last week?
Well, I will tell you the truth. I didn't really look at the Republican convention. I find to be very hard on my good humor and equilibrium, and I decided not to subject myself to it.
Fair enough.
Only speak to this convention, and it was amazing from the First Lady's speech on Monday night to Bill Clinton's effort to kind of share with people what Hillary was really like as a professional person and as a wife and mother and grandmother, to the speeches last night. President Obama, of course, and Vice President Biden and Tom Kaine. I mean, it was a pretty amazing convention.
Well, we wish you the very best, and hopefully someday you can stay up late with us and join us live in the Allstate Showcase studio during this election season.
I'd be happy to do that sometime next week. I'm kind of on a flight tomorrow, but later in the day. But I'd be happy to do that and to talk with you about my reflections.
Absolutely. And for what's going on in Cook County, of course. We've been talking to Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Be safe, and we look forward to seeing you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course. Our pleasure. Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.